Good morning. This is WIMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, Associate Editor of the Times Union, Mike Spain. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, quite an exciting morning if you've been following some of the more contentious primaries around the region. We see that Senator Saland has won his in the Poughkeepsie area, a squeaker really, but some updates this morning on the Senator Roy McDonald 43rd Senate District race.
Yeah, Jimmy Vielkind, who's our Capitol Bureau reporter, has a story today about how McDonald's Republican primary is now mathematically impossible for McDonald to win. That's after the completion of counting absentee ballots Monday, which shows that his Saratoga County clerk opponent, Kathy Marchione, leads McDonald by about 113 votes. And this is all according to results from the four counties in the 43rd Senate District. Now, a judge could determine the fate of the remaining 50 ballots that haven't been determined, but mathematically, that still won't possibly give McDonald a victory. And Marchione's camp is asserting that she is the inevitable winner. Still, McDonald's name will be on the November ballot, and he has not conceded this primary. He said Monday his campaign aide said that his decision about how to proceed in this campaign will be announced by the end of this week or the beginning of next week. His name will be on the ballot anyway because he has the Independence Party backing. And then there's a Democrat in the race, the Claverick supervisor, Robin Andrews. While Marchione maintained her platform was broader, the race really centered on McDonald's 2011 vote for same-sex marriage. And that seemed to be the issue throughout the race. Of course, Stephen Saland, a Republican state senator in Dutchess County, who also supported that bill, faced a primary challenge. But on Monday, he declared victory in a slim race over Neil DiCarlo. So we're watching to see what Senator McDonald will do, whether he'll wage an Independence Party race or just kind of sit out.
Well, an interesting study also in the paper today from Albany Law School about how charter schools are affecting parochial schools.
Yeah, Scott Waldman, our education writer, has a report about this study that was conducted by Albany Law School, and it contends that the unintended casualty of charter schools has been the Catholic schools, which have anchored their communities around the country for well over a century. The study's author is Abe Lackman. He's a scholar in residence at Albany Law School, and he spent a year collecting data and studying the effect of charter schools. According to Lackman, charter schools wound up replacing a good system with a system that is inferior and costly to the taxpayers. For every charter school that has opened in New York State in the past decade, a parochial school has closed, according to Lackman, and that report will be published next month in Albany Law School. In Albany, the drop has been precipitous, and the cost to taxpayers has been millions of dollars and has wiped out good schools along the way.
We've been talking to Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, you can go to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.